Hello, and welcome to our Death Penalty Information Center podcast, examining the status of the death penalty in each of the states. In this podcast, we will examine the history of the death penalty in Connecticut and some of the circumstances that led to its abolition. Historically, a few executions stood out in Connecticut. Achsa Young was the first person to be executed for witchcraft in the United States. He was hanged on May 26th, 1647, on the site of what is now Connecticut Old State House. Hannah Ockuish was a 12-year-old mentally handicapped Native American girl who was hanged in New London in 1786. Ockuish was accused of murdering a young white girl from a prominent Connecticut family. Historical records indicate she was the youngest person executed in the history of the United States. Frank Voyulevich was the last person executed in Connecticut who exhausted all of his appeals. He was executed in 1959 for murdering a police officer and a bystander while committing a robbery. Connecticut reinstated capital punishment on October 1, 1973, following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Furman v. Georgia. Because Connecticut bars parole for all murder convictions, few prisoners have been sentenced to death. Since the reinstatement of the death penalty, Connecticut has only executed one person, Michael Ross, who gave up his appeals in 2005. Ross was the only person to be executed by lethal injection in the state. In all, 127 people were executed in Connecticut's history. In 2004, New Haven and Hartford passed resolutions opposing the death penalty. The Connecticut General Assembly passed a bill to abolish capital punishment in 2009, but it was vetoed by Governor M. Jody Rell. On April 25, 2012, Connecticut became the 17th state to repeal the death penalty when the legislature again passed an abolition bill, which was signed by Governor Daniel P. Malloy that same day. Senator Gail Slosberg stated, "For me, the most compelling reason to reject the death penalty is to set ourselves on the path to the kind of society we really want for our future. I want something better for our future. We cannot confront darkness with darkness and expect light." The repeal legislation did not, however, apply to those already sentenced to death. 11 men still remain on death row. Connecticut is one of 5 states to allocate clemency authority to a board rather than to the governor. No prisoners have been granted clemency since the death penalty was reinstated. In April 2015, the Connecticut Supreme Court will consider whether the inmates who remain on death row can still be executed. The court is considering whether it is arbitrary to execute some inmates purely on the basis of when their crime was committed. Thank you for joining us on this edition of the Death Penalty Information Center podcast. For more information, visit deathpenaltyinfo.org.